Hello, Audio Boo. All one word here. It's 27 now on 22nd. Let's have a look. Friday the 22nd of August. We've had a fun day, I think. Hey, don't run off. Ooh, some people. Hang on a minute. Sorry, we're back. So, it's probably a bit drafty there. I'm recording this with the Audio Boo app for two reasons. One, I've only got my mobile with me, and two, I'm recording this this walk on ViewRanger. And because it shares to shareyouradventure.com, this Audio Boo will be placed on the map. It will be embedded on the map that is... Actually, it's going out live, to be honest. So, well, yeah, we've had a bit of fun day. We left my parents. Drove down to the Metro Centre to get tomorrow some trainers. And then back onto the A1 South. And Harry's never got out at the Angel of the North. And the Angel of the North's only a couple of miles down the road from the Metro Centre. A junction past Team Valley. Oh, God. That's burning plastic, I can smell. And so... We got out and had some photographs at the Angel of the North, and got on the road again. At Scotch Corner, the traffic was backed up, so we came off at Scotch Corner. I went on the back roads to Richmond, and then Catrick, just because my wife went to school in Richmond. So went and have a look around there. And yeah, back on the A1 again. Beautiful place, North Yorkshire. I think it's my favourite county in England. Apart from Northumberland, of course. So yeah, but I've told the kids, don't run off. At least they'll be tired for bed. So, yeah, got back on the A1, straight down to Ripon to my mother-in-law's. So we're in Ripon now, and we're doing my regular dog walk route, which is along the River Ewer, Ewer. I kind of need to get out of the house because... Sarah's older sister turned up to pick a kid up. I make that sound bad. I didn't want to be hanging on, is what I mean to say. Because the dog has been cooped up in the car the majority of the day. She's been out when we could, but she was in the motorhome. She was in the motorhome for an hour or so while we're in the metro, and I don't like leaving her. In case she gets pinched more than anything else. So I knew I needed to get her out. But we haven't fed her before we came out, which was probably a mistake. But never mind. So we're walking. This is the end of the first, going through the gate, as it were, now into the second kind of pasture, meadow. It's the meadow. Hey, look at that. I've never noticed that before. There's a path going up there. Very interesting. I think I might have a look at that tomorrow morning. So coming into second meadow now in the River Ewer on our right. Girls are enjoying themselves. I'm tweeting pictures out with hashtag SH for social hiking because they're there. Oh, They then stab me in the foot. They then automatically pin to the map that's being produced as we speak. There we go, there's another one. Oh, Mac McColgan tweeted me 47 seconds ago. He says he's here. He's on the A712. Hello, Mac. Mac's out. He's having a holiday, I think, isn't he? I haven't listened to any audio booze at all for the past 3 days or so. So I've got some catching up to do, no doubt. And I've been recording a lot of audio with my Zoom. And I said a couple of days ago that I'll try and upload the audio that I had already recorded at my parents' house and just didn't. So I've got tons. And I apologise now, the majority of it is soundscapes. The majority of the recordings are soundscapes. That's better grammar, isn't it? A couple that I'm really interested in. My dad, funnily enough, the last time I was home, would not participate in an audio recording at all. And I found that very strange because he's the type of person to record memories and publish them on the internet. Shall I say that? I don't know. He hasn't published any of his memories on the internet so far. But I wanted to talk to him about his time in scouting. I'm going to record a separate audio boo, actually, about him. He's a very interesting man. But today I got some audio. He and I, just before we left, went down to get some flowers. And we got them from Aldi, of all places, because they're actually really good quality. Oh, somebody's chucked their hydration system down. Oh, for God's sake. Do people never learn about litter in the countryside? Freaking winds me up. Oh, not litter in the countryside. So, yes. So, I apologise for anything that some people might find boring. I was in a bit of a Twitter conversation last night. And the fella who... I don't know who he is. I'm really sorry if you're listening to this. And I've forgotten your name since. But... he's kind of interested in soundscapes. Am I right in saying, Adrian, he was English, but he's living in the States? Sounded like it. Right, so we're going up this incline now, so if I get out of breath, it's because I'm going up, working a bit harder and talking at the same time. So there are a lot of soundscapes, and they're for me. They're for my benefit. Well, and you say, well, you could keep them private if you want to. And just keep them on your computer. Well, yeah. But I know that some people will find them interesting. Oh, the farmer's ploughed his field. He hadn't ploughed this the last time I came up here. Kids. So, there you go. So you'll get those when we go home. And I upload them on my computer. What?
I'm looking for the line.
The line?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I see. Where the combine harvest has been. So, yes. We're going to go through the farmer's field in a minute. Up another gradient to the back of the... Through the farm to the back of the golf course. And round onto... the 6108, which is the route taken by the cyclists on their Yorkshire leg of Le Tour.
I'm walking through the line.
Okay. You're walking through the line.
I'm standing.
So we don't know exactly what we're going to do tomorrow, but Sarah and I are just...
Right.
See the look? See the path going up? Yeah. Well, that's the public footpath. We're going up there.
Yeah.
We don't know exactly what we're going to do, but Sarah and I have just decided an hour or so ago that we're actually going to stay tomorrow night as well. Because we were going to go home tomorrow morning, but we're going to stay. So tonight, Sarah and I are going up into Ripon Marketplace, and I'm going to record the hornblower in stereo on the Zoom. So I've talked about this before, as in this week. And if you do a search on my audio brew for hornblower, I think the recording is called Of Hornblowers and Men. I think that's what the recording's called. I can't remember when I did it. August last year, or yeah, could have been. And that's the hornblower who performs the ritual every single night at 9 o'clock in Ripon Marketplace. So I'm going to capture that with the Zoom tonight. Sarah and I are going to go up into Ripon Marketplace, which is only 7 or 8 minute walk, and we're going to record that. So that should be quite exciting. There are two men who do it. The guy who we had last time is an ex-RAF chap, really, really nice fella. And he gave me, I was quite lucky actually, he gave me, Sarah and Tamara, a hornblower's coin, which is a coin that he himself has introduced. So I'm quite chuffed to have, it's a lucky penny, he calls it. It's a piece of wood, essentially, in the shape of the size of an old English one penny piece, an old one. So, you know, about half the size of a 10 pence piece again. And that's that. Anyway, I'm going to go because I've only got 30% battery left. And I want to get round this route. We've got about 1.5 or 2k to go yet. 2k, 3k. We're on 2.4 kilometres now. Whew. Oh. Okay. It's been great. Wheezing to you. Being out of breath. Keep the audio booze coming, people. Kind of missing. Some people have lost their audiobook mojo. Understandable. We all do at times. Okay, I'm going. Take care. All the best.